time to get you updated on all things Jefferson College athletics from your favorite athletes, coaches, and staff.
Ultimate goal is, hey, we want to be playing our best baseball at the end of the season, and that's what it is, and it's part of the process. And but those are just some team goals that we have each year. Heck yeah, we want to go be playing the Grand Junction.
Everyone is really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's a win in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again in regional and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team's the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team's a big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off,
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better.
Yeah.
Now to your host of the Viking Voices Show, Will Cheshire.
Good Wednesday afternoon. Once again, that time of the week for the Viking Voices Show here on Wednesday afternoon. It's baseball, it's softball. We're going to lead things off with the baseball team. We're joined now by redshirt freshman Cody Siebenberger. Cody, thanks for coming on. How are we doing this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. And Cody, before we get things started with the Jeffco team, you yourself had a little personal news yesterday, committed over to the University of Missouri.
That's right, yeah. You know, that's what you dream of, growing up being a kid and playing the SEC, and so it was a good opportunity.
Is that a place that you have always kind of had your eye on? Have you always been kind of a Mizzou fan, or was there another college growing up that you kind of enjoyed?
Well, I've been pretty much a fan of just SEC baseball growing up because you just think of that as one of the top levels of baseball, and, you know, that's what you want to play. It's what you aspire to do. So kind of always had my eye on that, yeah.
Absolutely. And then for you, Cody, obviously the recruitment process is a little bit of a process. So when did Mizzou kind of contact you, especially kind of with the coaching changes?
It was a couple weeks ago they were out here, and they saw me pitch one time, and I got a phone call a couple days later, and it was their pitching coach. It was a nice surprise.
Yeah, I bet. It's a pleasant surprise, to say the least. Cody, for you here, you do a couple of things. You know, you hit, and then you also throw it a little bit, a left-handed thrower, as it is as well. So it sounds like you're going to go there based on the pitching coach call to be a pitcher?
Yeah, I'm going there to pitch only.
Is that something you're pretty comfortable with? Do you like pitching? Prefer it over hitting?
Well, if you would have asked me that a couple months ago, I would have said no. But now, yeah, I think pitching is the right thing for me to do, especially if I want to keep playing at a higher level. So
you know, have to relish your final year here, then get that offensive production going, huh?
Right. Yeah, I got to get my first home run here.
There it is. And then Cody, tell us a little bit about what you throw out there on the mound. I've watched you throw a few times, and obviously you've had a really nice start to the year.
Well, I'm more of a fastball changeup guy, and I've been working on developing a breaking ball that's more effective, but it's still in the works.
So you're going to go there as a reliever then?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Awesome. And then any plans to maybe stretch you out, or is it kind of going to be strictly as relieving, or is that dependent on how well that breaking ball develops?
I guess that's probably with the breaking ball, but you know, the plan right now is just for a reliever. They talked maybe in the future start, but you know, never know.
Yeah, and then going back to the task at hand now, obviously still at Jefferson College in here for your redshirt freshman year and battling back from a big injury, a spinal fracture last year. Kind of take us through that rehab process.
Well, really the thing with a stress fracture is that there's no rehab process besides rest. So I couldn't do anything.
That must have been a little boring for you, huh?
Well, yeah, if you've been to Viking Woods, you know there's not much to do. So, yeah, it was boring.
Just a lot of Netflix. Yeah, anything you caught up on shows-wise?
Man, I rolled through Prison Break pretty quick. Breaking Bad, you know, all the popular ones.
Yeah, of course,
I'm
naturally. Cody, this year, though, obviously, let's talk a little bit about the success of the team. You guys been on a roll lately. I think winners of your 11 of your last 13 games, 5 of your last 6. You just had a 5-game winning streak snapped yesterday, though. So what's kind of been the turnaround, really, I guess, since, I want to say, I guess, that Joliet series a few weeks ago?
I think it's a combination of a couple of things. I think that some of our pitching has really stepped up, and I know that the bats have really heated up as of lately. You know, the beginning of the year we kind of struggled with scoring runs all the time. It was kind of hit or miss day, but you know, as of lately we've been pretty good and putting up a lot of runs. So it's hard to beat a team that scores almost 10 runs a game as of lately.
Yeah, do you think that's a big reason of that is just getting in the 60, 70 at bat mark once you kind of get to that mark and then kind of find that groove offensively for the guys?
Yeah, I think that's it. You know, timing comes for everybody a little different, and once you get your timing down and your swing starts feeling good, then the ball stops looking like a pea when it comes out of the hand and starts looking like a baseball or a beach ball again, and that's what you want. So it's just time.
Cody, as somebody who plays both ways, both offensively, and then gets a chance to pitch in relief as well, does it kind of keep you on the edge of your feet? I mean, do you generally know, do the coaching staff let you know when you're going to be available to pitch, or is it sometimes an on-call thing?
You know, sometimes, I'll be playing center, and coach will say, hey, you need to get loose in the outfield when you're playing catch this inning, or sometimes, you know, he'll take me out. Or he won't even put me in the lineup, and I'll just, I know I'll be relieving that day. So it's kind of hit or miss with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then going forward for you guys, Cody, obviously you had a doubleheader scheduled tomorrow here, and then that got rescheduled, and you'll be playing that on Sunday as well. But what do you guys think you need to do against a crucial region opponent, Maplewoods?
Well, I think we need to beat them. I mean, you know, Maplewoods is always a pretty good squad, and it's kind of like a little rivalry here. So I think it's going to be fun to have them out and then go there and play too. So we just got to put some good baseball together.
So how is the travel? Because obviously you guys have taken some long road trips recently and seem to have had pretty good results as well. So I imagine the bus rides aren't as bad as it may seem then. Huh? What do you do mentally to kind of get through those long bus rides knowing that you got to get out there and get loose again all over again after sitting for so long?
I mean, it really is tough to get off a bus and then you almost wake up your whole body again and get in game mode, because you know, you get on a bus long enough and you kind of get out of game mode. You start joking around with the guys, or you know, you do homework, and that doesn't really put you in game mode, kind of puts you to sleep. So I don't know, you just you gotta just go and get out there and start moving, and once you start moving with all the guys and the team, you kind of wake up again.
Yeah, so I guess it's to Nike phrase that you just got to do it. Just do it.
Just do it, yeah.
And then, Cody, hey, for you personally, what are you trying to work on the rest of the way this season to kind of help obviously get wins for the team, but also prepare yourself to make that transition to SEC-level baseball?
Well, you know, I need to throw my breaking ball more effectively and really just become a more complete pitcher. You know, I've kind of just been a thrower in my lifetime, and now I really need to learn how to pitch. So there's a big difference between pitching and just throwing.
Cody, anything else you'd like to add here before I let you go? We turn things over to assistant coach Stanton.
Not much, no.
Hey, thanks very much for coming on, and congratulations on your commitment to Mizzou. It's an incredible achievement.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
That's left-hander Cody Siebenberg joining us here on the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. We'll go ahead, step aside for a short timeout. We come back, keep things baseball-themed. Assistant coach Drew Stanton joining us. That is up next on KJF. Welcome back into the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 at KJFF. We got assistant baseball coach, Coach Drew Stanton, joining us now. And, Coach, hey, thanks for coming on. First time we've got a chance to put you on the radio. How are we feeling today?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. Excited to do this. So I know we've talked a lot, but never on air, so I'm a little nervous, though.
Oh, that's okay. We'll make it nice and easy for you, Coach. For you guys this year, obviously, you know, I got a chance to ask Cody a little bit earlier about how well you guys have been playing. And I really feel like it was since that Joliet series that you guys have really kind of turned things on with the coaching staff. But what have you guys seen from the players?
I think it's just a little bit of familiarity and some comfort levels. You know, baseball is big about getting into routines, and I know at junior college level there's so much turnover in players because you only have them for 2 years, and so us on the coaching staff, we kind of have to get to know our players a little bit, and it helps out. So now we're starting to get a little bit of routine practice wise and understanding kind of our identity. So
Yeah, and then
that's a big part of it.
Yeah, for you guys, I feel like the pitching staff has really kind of helped you guys, even at the beginning of the year when the bats weren't quite there. You know, you got the three sophomores and Spencer Juergens, Troy Newell, and Cody Creed, and then you got freshman Hunter Swift, who's done well. I know Anthony Green is starting to get stretched out a little bit there. So just talk about the pitching staff and the starting rotation.
Oh, it's been great having those returners and a three-year guy with Troy Newell at the top of the rotation. I mean, those guys handle their business so well, and they understand talking routines. I mean, they have great routines, and we got so many good young arms, but probably, I mean, obviously are new to college baseball, and, you know, they got to completely reinvent themselves, and because some guys are out of the bullpen and when they've been starters their whole lives. So it's just nice to have those returners there to kind of guide these guys through it a little bit. Because Spencer Juergens, he was out of the pen his first year here for the first, I don't know, three, four appearances. So I think he's doing a great job of helping those young guys out, adapting to the bullpen. So it's just huge having those returners kind of guide those guys. And they've been doing a great job of it.
Absolutely. You mentioned the sophomores and the older guys really helping out the freshmen in the bullpen, but I feel like as a coaching staff as well, when you guys have that constant turnover for the freshmen, as a staff, you guys got to find out whose role is going to be which out of the bullpen. So talk about some of those challenges, and you guys kind of feel like you're starting to get all those guys in their roles out of the pen?
Definitely, and Coach Evers has been doing this for such a long time and has great reputation of developing arms and putting arms in the right situations, and he's incredible at it. He's been around a high level of baseball for a long time at Central Missouri and now here at Jeffco. And he was the pitching guy for 6-7 years and developed some big-time arms, and he's going to continue to do that. And it's kind of leave it in the hands of him, and he does a great job with it.
Offensively, you guys, I know last year, home run galore, just knocking bombs out of the yard. That was a big part of your offense. But this year, just what I've seen, you guys are able to do so many other things to score the ball as well versus just relying on that big home run. Still got plenty of pop, there's no doubt about that, but I feel like it's a more balanced lineup.
Definitely. We're definitely balanced, and I think that's going in what I said earlier with kind of not reinventing, because we always want to be a high-powered offense. We want to score runs. Now, last year, we kind of sat around and waited for that two-run, three-run home run, but this year we got to steal a little bit. We got to move the ball a little bit. We hit run. We got to bunt. We got to sacrifice. We got to do some different things. And that's kind of what we've kind of adjusted. You know, usually our BP rounds have been, you know, just get in there, drive a ball gaps, and just kind of feel good rounds. But I think we've kind of got together with some of the captains and got into a good routine and pregame and kind of worked on those small ball stuff. And we're in a great routine right now, and really happy with the way the guys have responded, and they're doing a great job offensively right now. Hope to keep it going.
Yeah, and Coach, you mentioned they're a little more small ball, got to do some other things. And sometimes with that, too, you get a guy that's in your lineup that I guess is sort of a spark, you know, somebody who might be able to get a little slap single and then steal a base and then move in on a wild pitch, and all of a sudden you got a runner on third base, and that kind of gets the offense going a little bit. Is there anybody at the top of the order, anybody that has done a nice job for you guys that kind of sparks the lineup when you need a boost?
Yeah, well, Peyton Faulkner's pretty much played in every game, I think, this year, maybe one or two. He hasn't started. And he's been the guy at the top of the order. When he gets on, you know, he's a weapon. He's a guy that's going to steal a bag, or probably steal another bag after that one, too, and get in scoring position really quick. But the guy that who's really been interesting for us at the top of the order has been Hunter Swift. He's a guy that we recruited him to come in and be a big arm for us. We were struggling there offensively, and we needed a spark, and we put Hunter Swift in there at the leadoff spot, and he was 2-for-3 with a double, and he's been the spark all year, and he kind of does a little bit of everything for us, and we didn't expect him to be a guy at the top of the order, but he is now, and he's been incredible.
Yeah, I think he started like 7-for-11 for his career.
Man, he's incredible. He literally does it all. He'll fill up the Gatorade cooler. He'll he'll save games. He'll win games, and he'll drive a baseball, too.
He is the definition of the spark plug, then, huh? Coach Stanton, for you, I know that your job, in addition to being with the coaching staff, obviously with the game-by-game basis, but you do a good amount of the recruiting as well. So kind of just take us through your job on that asset.
Yeah, it's something that's been really fun. You know, I've always enjoyed I've done lessons since I was young. I was lucky enough to be around some people that trust me with their kids and done that kind of aspect of it. And kind of getting to college, obviously the big part of that's bringing in good players. And a huge helping hand there has been Coach Evers. He was assistant here, like I said, 6-7 years before me. And that was his hallmark right there, is that he was just a guy that brings in talent. So I've just leaned on him a lot and kind of what to look for and where to look and who to talk to. And he's so well connected That's a big part for me, is just understanding who to trust and who to call, and that's been the biggest thing for me, and kind of adjusting to that role, and I think it's been a smooth transition.
Speaking of Coach Evers, he was an assistant on the staff when you played here as well, am I right?
Yeah, I got a good relationship with him. So when he gave me a call, I guess 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and wanted me to join his staff, I was extremely excited. So,
when you were playing here, 2009, 2010, is that right?
That was 10-11.
One year off.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Yeah, 2010, 2011. When you got done playing and then, you know, moved on and you realized that the baseball career playing-wise was going to be over, were you always planning on getting into coaching?
Yeah, honestly, probably back when I was in middle school. I've had a lot of really good coaches growing up, and I've idolized a lot of them. And kind of being around them, I was like, you know, that's kind of the person I want to be and kind of help mold kids like I was molded. And it was something I've always wanted to get into, and pretty much every step of the way I've had great coaches, so it's helped me kind of realize, you know, that's who I want to be. That's how I kind of just go from there and just keep plugging along.
Coach, back into region play after Lincoln Land yesterday, four-game series with Maple Woods, one over in Kansas City, and then one here at home on Sunday now. What are going to be the keys in order to come away and take that series, at least, you know, three or four?
Yeah, I think it's just keep staying on course. You know, it was kind of a hiccup yesterday, but, you know, you kind of look at the box score, it was like a tough offensive day, but that wasn't the case. You know, if you're at the yard there yesterday and saw that bats that we took, it, you know, that's not indicative of the score and kind of the box score. So I don't think it's something that we got to panic. It's just something, stay the course and keep putting in the work and stay consistent with our routines, and I think it's going to be a good weekend.
Awesome. Hey, Coach Stan, thanks very much for coming on, chatting with us. We'll have to get you on the radio here again.
Yeah, we'll have to see if Coach Evers misses a babysitter again, so we get out of town a little quicker so I can do it again.
Right on. That's Assistant Coach Drew Stanton joining us here on the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. We'll step aside and switch gears, go from one diamond to the other, baseball to softball. That's coming up next here on the Viking Voices Show on 1400 KJFF. Welcome back in here to 1400 KJFF for the Viking Voices show. We just got done speaking baseball. We had left-hander Cody Siebenberger. He committed to Mizzou yesterday. Then we spoke with the head coach or assistant coach, Drew Stanton. Now we go to softball, and we're joined now by sophomore center fielder Libby Marco. Libby, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for taking some time out of your day to come speak with us. Did you guys get the day off today? Or
we actually did some yoga, so we worked our muscles and we stretched because a lot of us are feeling a little tight, so.
Yeah, you got that injury prevention game's on point, huh?
Yes.
Right on. And then, Libby, for you, you're a sophomore this year, the center fielder, also the leadoff hitter as well. So for you, coming from your freshman year into this year, you know, what are some of the biggest differences that you've seen in your game as well as the team's game?
Well, the team, I feel like in the very beginning we were struggling with hitting, but then our bats really lightened up and we made good contact and we're getting – I'd rather have it at the beginning of the season where we struggle and then end really, like, climax. But for me, last year and this year, I had to really step up last year, and I continue to, like, keep pushing forward. But the biggest thing was batting in front of Alex and Carly. They were big home run hitters, and I felt like I had to keep up with them. So not that I don't have to keep up this year, but I feel more relaxed, and I can just hit the ball and get on and not have to worry so much.
Yeah, but you got some big boppers behind you now, too.
I feel way more comfortable. I like it.
Yeah, and then obviously part of your job on the base pass is kind of wreck a little bit of havoc as well, steal a lot of bases. What kind of goes into stealing a base for you?
Really, it's the leadoff. It's the first push of that base, and Tony gives me the sign. Coach Cook says, go. You just got to know that you're going no matter what. Better get down and dirty.
Down and dirty. And then, Livia, I noticed Liz Kite also finds her role kind of that nine spot in the order and almost – kind of like a second leadoff hitter as well for you. Is that nice? Because I've noticed you start to get a little more RBI chances up there, too.
Yes, I like that a lot, and it really relieves the pressure of I just have to move her over. And plus, with her stealing bases, if she gets the third, she's scoring. Like, I like it a lot.
Let's talk about the bats behind you, because I feel like, you know, from Taylor James all the way down to now 6-7 where Ostoff is hitting, there's a lot of power bats in between. You got Dames, and then there's Gomerick, and then Shelby Clark. Ostoff, and then Matty Hart all of a sudden with the big power bat recently too.
I like that. I feel a lot more relaxed than usual, and I feel like if I get out, then I know that I got people behind me back me up and carry the team.
How about defensively? Do you take a lot of pride? Obviously, center field is kind of one of the key positions in the middle of the diamond. And so what types of things do you really try to work on defensively?
Communication is very big, especially with Kelsey on my left and Lena or Liz on my right. It's very, very big to have communication. Like, if you think you can get it and you dive in, they need to know that they need to back up, even though it's, like, already, like, mentally there. But they need to know that you're diving and you're getting dirty.
And by saying that, you know, for those that may not know, that kind of indicates that the center fielder has lead command out there in
yes.
the outfield, correct?
And it's funny because whenever I catch the ball, I'm like, oh, could you have got it? And they're like, no, it's fine. It's totally yours. And I'm like, okay, I'm so sorry. He's like, I don't mean to be a ball hog, but, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. If it's an out, it's an out. You catch it.
Exactly. I think at the end of the day, as long as it ends up in the back of the mitt, you're okay.
Yes.
And then, Libby, obviously you guys just coming off the doubleheader sweep yesterday. That second game over State Fair, the first game, huge win, 14-0. Second game, 10-7, but a lot of the regular starters got the day off. How cool is it to see some of the players that, you know, haven't gotten as much playing time as you guys, they still come in and still putting up double-digit runs?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome seeing everyone participate, even the people, the starters on the bench. Like, we were cheering them on just like they do for us. It's a win-win. Our first starters, second starters, we all have each other's backs. We're a team no matter what.
And Libby, how about yourself personally? What are you studying here at Jefferson College?
I am currently studying psychology. I'm hoping to pursue sports psychology, but I'm not for sure on which field I want to go into.
Okay. So the preference right now is sports psychology, though?
Yes.
What kind of, you know, spurred that interest?
Well, I love sports, and I really like helping people out, so I'm excited to maybe give advice for, like, teamwork or hard work on and off the field. Grades matter a lot. Kind of just, like, pursue people in the go whatever they want to do.
Have you figured out your plans for next year yet?
Yeah, I actually committed to Columbia College with Carly and Alex.
Yeah, that's becoming a little bit of a pipeline there.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Very cool. When did that kind of take place?
Well, at Mizzou, our last game in the fall, she talked to me, and that kind of just stirred up some interest in going to Columbia.
You excited to get out there and play with Alex and Carly again?
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, hopefully get a chance to hit at the top of the order. They could drive
yes.
in like old days.
Hopefully
huh?
I get center. Got to work hard.
Yeah, what types of things are you trying to work on throughout the rest of this season to kind of help up your game in time for college?
Really working out and definitely getting more reps in the cage, doing off work.
Do
like
it.
When we have on off day, go down and take some reps.
Yeah, or do a little yoga, right?
Yeah.
Get that injury prevention in.
Yeah.
And then, Libby, let's get to know the team a little bit better here as well. Do you live here at Viking Woods?
Yes, I do.
In the apartments?
Yes.
Okay, who do you live with?
I live with Maddie Hart, Taylor Norwald, and Autumn McCoy.
And Autumn McCoy, very cool. Now, what do you guys usually do? What's the go-to thing to do in your guys' apartment room?
Well, usually sleep or watch Netflix shows. And then if not, definitely homework.
What's most popular on Netflix these days?
I've heard Shameless, but I haven't watched it, so that's probably my next show.
Shameless is a great show. I will agree with that. What show have you been watching, though?
White Collar.
I haven't seen that one.
It is really good. It's like crime mystery.
Okay. Who cooks? Who could cook?
Ooh, probably, I don't know, all of them but me, usually.
Really?
I buy the food, I'm like, hey, cook this for me.
Oh. What's their best dish that they cook? Do you guys ever have apartment Ooh. Meals, or is it kind of, hey, fend for yourself?
No, usually we do, like, fam dinners.
Oh, so I see. You just kind of bum off all them then, huh?
Well, yeah, sometimes.
What is their best dish?
Oh, probably lasagna.
Lasagna?
Yeah, with garlic bread.
Ooh, that does sound pretty good.
Gotta get the carbs.
Yeah, especially, with all the you know, athletics you guys do.
Yeah.
Libby, for you guys on the team, who sings the most?
Oh, Abby Myers, for sure. She is loud and in charge.
I think I could answer that question.
Oh, yeah, you can hear on the field
the
from a mile away.
Yeah, and now the question is, can she sing, or can she just sing?
Oh,
she
no,
can
she
sing?
Can sing.
She can sing?
But I don't want to tell her that, so don't tell her that.
Okay. of the people that try to sing, who thinks they can but can't?
Oh, boy. Paige Kurtz.
Paige Kurtz?
Definitely.
What about dancing? Who can dance and who thinks they can dance but can't?
Paige tries to dance. I think, I feel like Emily Brewer is a pretty good dancer.
Emily Brewer can dance, and then
Paige tries.
Poor Paige
Emily
can't sing or dance. But she thinks she can do both.
But she's hilarious. Don't get me wrong.
Awesome. And then let's see here. Who is the dirtiest in your apartment? Who's got the worst room?
Maddie.
Maddie Hart, for
Maddie,
sure?
Maddie, yes. She always has to clean it, like, at least once a week. She's like, every Thursday I have to clean. clean the apartment.
Oh, okay. Well, I meant the dirtiest, though. Like,
oh, well,
the
she is messy, but that's why she has to clean it, because she's messy.
Hey, well, at least she recognizes it. That's pretty impressive then for you guys, so that is interesting. Very cool. And then who's kind of the life of the party? Is it along those lines of Abby, or who's Greg McVay, the athletic director?
I mean, Tony's pretty funny. No, I'm just kidding.
That's only when it's the hashtag happy Tony, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm going to say, probably Abby.
Abby?
Yeah.
Abby.
She's
okay.
Pretty funny.
And then Libby heading back to the softball diamond here. You guys right back in it tomorrow, hopefully.
Hopefully.
It is supposed to be pretty rainy. We'll see. But against East Central. But even if you guys don't get that game in, real busy on Saturday and Sunday
yes.
as well. You guys have won the last six games in a row. The offense, I think I looked at it yesterday when I was doing my math. I was a comm major, so the math not there. But I think it was 55 runs in over the course of those last six games. What do you guys have to do to keep those bats rolling?
Honestly, keep it up in the dugout, attitudes, and just need to be positive.
You guys always seem to be talking about, the positive vibe and then the dugout. You always hear you guys chatting even through my headset when I'm calling the game. I can hear you guys out there. So how important is it that you guys stay positive with one another?
Very, because if one person gets down, negativity feeds very quickly. And if one person's negative, then that person's going to feed off that, and it'll just bring the whole game down. And we usually don't do well with that, so...
Right on, Libby. Anything else you'd like to add here before your time is done? I'll let you go.
No, I think we're good.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thanks for
having
me.
We appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you guys out there this weekend. Get some W's.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, now switch gears over to assistant coach, Coach K, as she's known, Coach Carrie Schmitz. And Coach Schmitz filling in, doing the duties here. Obviously, you and Coach Cook do a lot of it. Coach Starkey, I know, isn't at all the games, but does a lot of the behind-the-scenes work with the hitting and things of that nature. But what have you just seen from the offense recently? Because to me, that's been a big story. The pitching has been there most of the year, but I feel like the bats have really exploded over the course of the last six games.
For hitting, I mean, we're just putting the ball in play. Setting the table with singles, and then we've been stealing a couple bases here lately. Maddie's been coming up big, putting stuff in the gaps. Elena, I mean, I think she's got 7 or 8 home runs now, so just continuing to keep putting the ball in play.
Yeah, she's got 7 bombs. She says the goal is 8. But for you, as well as part of that coaching staff, pitching as well has obviously been key. Shelby Clark got off to a little bit of a rough start, but I feel like she's really kind of found the zone the last 3 or 4 outings. And rough start, not even, you know, bad outings, just not Shelby Clark type outings, but
right.
She's gotten back into it. And then Sennett before the injury had done a really nice job. But Taylor Nordwall, I thought, has done terrific in relief for you guys when you need a boost off the bench.
Yeah, unfortunately right now Shelby's out for the next 2 weeks and Michaela's out for, we're not even sure right now, could be more. So Taylor's definitely going to have to take the brunt of the work now. But she's been doing great. Shelby was doing great. She'll be fine. She'll come back, and she'll probably be stronger than before. So everybody's going to get some pitching innings here coming up. So someone's got to step up and really be that number 2, number 3, and come in strong.
Yeah, it's Shelby with the back spasms?
Yeah, she... went to the doctor today, and they told her it was sciatica, so she's out for 2 weeks right now.
Oh, that's no good. And then Sennett, she had a trip to the doctor today, didn't she?
Yes.
Anything back from that yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, so obviously with those two being out, Taylor Nordwall going to have to step up and do a lot of work, but then you have other girls on the mound like Kate O'Day, Nikki Peters, Sarah Berry. What do they kind of have to do in the circle to be as effective and kind of help keep that bridge going while they're out?
The biggest thing is just no walks. You know, we have to pitch strikes, less balls. The least amount of base runners on is the best. The more base runners they get on, then they get a little bit more worried. So as long as we can just keep the walks down, our defense is going to play behind them. So, I mean, for the most part, we'll be fine.
We talked in the very beginning of the year, and I remember you saying that was going to be the biggest point of strength for you guys was the depth in the circle. Certainly seeing that play out now with a couple of injuries, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure. Luckily, we got 6 of them. So, whereas last year when Shelby got hurt, you know, there was only one more. So now, you know, if someone's, you know, in their second inning and they're starting to get hit, we can just pull somebody else and put them in real quick and switch it up. So luckily we have 4 more.
part of that, you mentioned no walks, try to limit the free passes as much as possible, but then obviously you got to have some strong defense behind you. What have you thought of the defense so far this year?
It was shaky to start. I think we had 21 errors in our first tournament. So lately, I mean, maybe one every three games or so. So, I mean, it's been really good. Everybody's starting to communicate, you know, you're going here, I've got you here, I've got your back. So it's good to see you right now.
How nice is it to have the flexibility that you have with some of the defensive players as well? You know, Maddie Hartz have played a couple positions. Liz Kite catches. She'll be in the outfield. Ostoff's played second base. She's been in the outfield as well. How nice is it to have those moving parts to kind of help make sure that the lineup is, you know, the most ideal one that you want while not sacrificing any defense?
It's great. I mean, Maddie defensively has always been good. We just had to get her bat going, and now she's going. And Autumn yesterday at second, I mean, defensively she's fine, and she got a couple hits yesterday, and Elena's hitting. So, I mean, right now we're going to have to find spots for everybody. So as long as we're hitting, we're happy.
That's a good problem to have, though,
yeah.
Right? Too many people
yeah.
hitting.
Definitely.
And then, Coach Schmidt, how important are these region games? I know that that's kind of been one of the goals for you guys this year, is to go undefeated in conference and in region play as well. So do you guys kind of approach and attack those games differently than you would another game, perhaps?
Definitely. This year with regionals, there's now seven teams instead of six. So the number one seed gets a bye, whereas last year it was the number one and two seed get a bye. So we want to go for that number one seed. We want to, you know, get that bye and not have to play that extra game. So we're going to go all out, and until we're up by 13, we're not stopping.
Yeah, nice to be at home for a little while, though.
Yeah, definitely.
And Coach, what's just going to be the key this Saturday and Sunday, both in the circle defensively and hitting, to keep that region record unscathed?
We're going to have to hit. We're going to have to score some runs, and our pitchers are going to have to limit walks, and defense is just going to have to pick everybody up.
Awesome. Hey, Coach Schmidt, thanks very much for coming on and having a conversation with us here on the Viking Voices Show.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you guys out there this weekend.
All right.
That's Assistant Coach Kerry Schmidt joining us here on the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. And that going to wrap things up from Jefferson College here. But if you're just joining us, tuned in late, you want to listen back to it, don't worry. You can do so by going to MyMoInfo.com, going to the local sports, Jefferson College Athletics, and then checking out the Jeffco Softball and Viking Voices page as well. And you'll be able to catch up on Cody Siebenberger's comments to go to Mizzou, Coach Drew Stanton, and then sophomore Libby Marco and assistant coach Harry Schmidt of the Jefferson College softball program. Madeline Gilbert, just going to take you home for the news. I'll have your sports here in just a few moments as well. That's coming up next year on 1400 KJFF.